Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
It is time for the quarterback Deadpool to bring us up to speed with the latest results, how our teams are looking, if we're going to make any moves, things like that. We welcome on the commish, Jake Murren. Mr. Commissioner, welcome back.
Is that some more pandering there, Nick? Is that
absolutely
what that was?
Yeah. I mean, no. No, it's just because you deserve that kind of respect.
Mr. Commissioner?
Yeah, Mr. Commissioner. I'll allow it. Everyone knows.
I'll allow it.
I'm a big respect guy. I never habitually line step. I never go after people.
Pander your way up there, big boy.
Yes, sir. No, ma'am. Never look them in the eye. Because that's, I cower in respect.
I think it also helped that you gave our teams compliments before you came on the mic.
Yeah.
And I thought it was a little wrong of the commissioner to be so outwardly.
Not me.
I think you two have the better teams than Mac, who's the third team in this group. But you know what? That's not for me to say.
This is why he's the commissioner. He knows quarterbacks.
It's a little weird if Goodell is like, hey, Mahomes, I think you're doing awesome right now. It's just a little odd to me. I don't know.
You think he's like Mahomes and Spencer Rattler? Don't see a difference.
I mean, I don't know. It was a little odd to me. But again, there becomes a point with Mahomes versus Spencer Rattler where you can't ignore what's happening. Same thing here. At some point, the commissioner, Mr. Commissioner, you just can't ignore what's happening.
All right, Mr. Commissioner. Let's go. And again, I love that. Love that you're doing it. Love that you're saying we're better than Mac. Real quick, give us your updates.
Yeah, so Nick, your team has Drew Aller, Garrett Nussmeier, Carson Beck, and John Mateer on it. All undefeated with a combined record of 12-0. All four of your quarterbacks threw an interception in week 3, including Carson Beck, who tossed 2 picks.
That's just the cost of doing business, right?
Yeah. No risky, no bisky.
Yeah.
Team Nick Wilson, no risky, no bisky. Shooters gotta shoot.
Sure.
Carson Beck did have those 2 picks in Miami's win over USF in week 3. Jonathan, you have Cade Klubnik, Arch Manning, Sam Levitt, and Dante Moore on your team. Has a combined record of 8-4 following Cade Klubnik's second loss of the season to Georgia Tech.
Yeah, good thing quarterback wins aren't what gets you drafted or not drafted. We need to remind the people.
This is true. Yeah. This is also true. Arch Manning, though, has thrown a pick in every game this season, but Dante Moore has impressed with 7 touchdowns, only 1 interception through 3 games.
Yeah, we're very proud of that pickup. That was a solid pickup there. I'm pretty happy with that one. Yeah.
Now Mac.
Then Mac Robinson. You have Lenora Sellers, Fernando Mendoza, Aiden Childs, and Jalen Daniels. The record for Max QBs took a hit this week with South Carolina and Kansas losing in week 3. Still good for a combined record of 10-2. Fernando Mendoza, though, is the only player in this QB Deadpool without an interception on the season. That could change this week, though, as they host Illinois on Saturday night.
I'd like to point out, Mac put his hands out to the side like he had won something when the line was Fernando Mendoza is the only quarterback on your team that hasn't thrown an interception.
In the QB Deadpool.
On the QB Deadpool.
The entire thing.
Okay.
Maybe the line should be Lenora Sellers might not even play this week and your Deadpool is falling apart right before your eyes. But I don't make the headlines.
Max team needs more positivity, okay?
What if I offered you John Mateer for Lenora Sellers?
You can go ahead and take that and shove it where it needs to go. Exactly.
Oh, wow. Tough talking, Mac. You love to see it. Good for you. That deal expires by the end of this segment.
Never. If you wanted to call him up and take that deal, I'm sure it would do it. I'll throw out a Dante Moore for a Norris Sellers deal that has at least 24 hours.
I would not trade Dante Moore.
Listen, I love Dante Moore. That's why I took him. But if you want to give me Lenora Sellers, we can go ahead and wheel and deal here.
We can have some negotiations.
Oh, he's thinking about it.
He's actually thinking about it.
Wow, my quarterback's statistically better than his quarterback, but no, that's not true. Actually,
Dante's better.
Yeah. Okay, the eye test over there. You've got glasses on, Mac. What are you talking about?
Well, I've got eyes.
May not be getting an eye test here coming up.
Mr. Macular Degeneration over there is like, I know what I see. All right. So I'm going to compliment you. Dante Moore looks awesome.
He does look awesome.
And I still hold out hope for both Lenora Sellers and Fernando Mendoza.
I just hope Sellers can play.
And I will say, I think I'm more concerned about Aller than I am Nussmeier. I think Nussmeier's got everything around him. I just cannot tell you how little I think of James Franklin. And
Scouts see through the idea if you think it's Franklin that's ruining him? Or is it more what I've maintained with Drew, that he's just not very good, all things considered?
I don't know. That's a really good question. It's just you haven't seen the statistical jump. And I think that's what you're looking for. You're looking for some point this year he takes off, and you look up and he's got 35 touchdowns. Same thing with Nussmeier, in fairness. But Carson Beck and John Mateer are making me feel a little bit better.
Well, Pete Futek loves Carson Beck, and Carson Beck is it's starting to materialize there. I'm in a little bit of a bad spot.
Are you most concerned about Klubnik?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
I mean, because the Arch Manning could throw one touchdown to 75 interceptions for the rest of the year. If they let him out in the draft, he's still going to go number one.
Yeah, and I also think, like, Arch, he wasn't a Hail Mary, but he was a long play. If it doesn't come up,
took him fifth overall, was what it was.
With Klubnik, that was your first round pick.
That was the first round pick, yeah. I mean, we need to make that one work, and he looks really, really bad.
I think he's going to bounce back. Their next five games are so
easy.
He's
got it. It's still so early. It's so early to make a claim about any of these guys right now.
I think they're 1-2 now, Clemson is. I think worst-case scenario, they're 5-3 by the time. I can't remember who their next ranked opponent is. I did know this earlier this week when we talked about Emory Hunt's comments, but I don't remember who the heck their next ranked opponent is. But they're... Unless, like, UNC surprises them, I think Clemson's going to rebound. Mac, what quarterback are you most concerned about?
Honestly, it is Sellers just because of the injury. Again, like, the fact that it was targeting on that. And also, he'd kind of taken a little bit of... It had been a little bit of a slow start for him as well. Maybe not the numbers that were jumping off to people, but he still had the explosive plays. But if the injury kind of holds him out for a while, especially with it being a head injury, that's a bit concerning on my end.
All righty. So we don't have time to do the full Guardians update, which we're going to do. We do have Pete Futek coming up in about 10 minutes here. We do have to say the Guardians just pulled ball game 3-1. They pull off the sweep of the Detroit Tigers, in part thanks to a very nice start by Tanner Bibee, and in part because of a huge, huge, huge home run by Jose Ramirez halfway through this ball game. So the Guardians are now, what, 4.5 games behind the Tigers?
Three and a half.
Good Lord, 3.5 games behind the Tigers in the AL Central.
This game had everything you'd need. It had your superstar doing superstar things, and it had Tanner Bibee outdueled Scooble in this game.
You were talking John Kensi Noel, right?
Yeah, no, that's not the superstar I was talking about.
Okay.
I'm talking about J-Ram, obviously. But yeah, you know what? Let's put some respect on John Kensi's name.
He did the living you-know-what out of that ball.
But no, honestly, all you asked out of this game was for Bibee to go in there and at least hang with Scooble. And their stat lines, when it's all said and done, are very similar. I'd give the edge to Bibee in this one. And then you got, they're not putting up 10 runs a game. Guardians are putting 3 runs a game consistently. It's this pitching that's been unreal.
And they just keep winning. I just, like, this is the one that got me. I keep trying to pump the brakes. And we should still. There's 10 games after this. You can fumble the bag from here. You still, you're what, now two games back in the wild card race after this one, because everybody else has got to play the rest of this day and obviously into tomorrow. But like, this is the one. It's hard not to get excited. It's hard not to put the cart before the horse after this kind of win.
You get to get excited about this one. For sure you do. And Tigers fans, I hope they're just going to cry all afternoon long. They have to actually be worried. They're going to blow one of the largest division leads since the late 1970s between the Red Sox and the Yankees.
My boy, 15 Jim and a half Costa. Games. I might have to call my boy Jim
Costa's
Costa.
Gonna, he's going
to
melt down.
I might have to call J&J tomorrow morning and just be like, what's up, fellas?
Valeni and Rico, you're going to lose your minds.
Mac, real quick there.
Really quickly, the A's in the bottom of the eighth, the end of the eighth inning, A's are leading against Boston 5-3, and the Mariners are leading over the Royals 1-0.
Okay, we need the Royals to do a little bit better there, but let's go. Let's go. Come on.
And we had a guarantee from the morning show that now they're in the playoffs, so I guess that's just as good as stamp.
Sounds like revisionist futurism.
That's not how that works.
Pete Futek joins us in 10 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.